Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Oh, welcome, Dr. Connie. Are you on?
I am here.
Welcome to another great evening. As you know, for all our listeners out there, we have Dr. Connie come on every Thursday now and do her show from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we always love to get your calls. We'll be taking calls later today. So if you want to call in, you can ask your questions about angels or any type of guidance that you might need. The call-in number is 646-716-9663. And with that, I'm going to hand it off to you.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight. My website is www.drconniesays.com. I would love to hear from you, get any questions or feedback from you. Also, starting at the 30-minute hour, I will be doing angel card readings, or if you do want to call in with a specific question, then I would be very happy to speak with you. What I wanted to do this evening, we've talked quite a bit about angels at various levels, but we haven't really spoken specifically about certain angels. So what I wanted to do tonight was introduce the four major archangels. These are the big guns. So I first wanted to remind everyone that it is really very easy to communicate with the angels. And the first step is simply having the desire to want to talk with them. They surround us all the time. They actually talk to us all the time. And it's not so much that they're not talking to us, it's more that we're not hearing them or not listening to them. Their voice is very soft, very subtle most of the time. And if it's a quieting of our inner nature and a quieting of our heart and a quieting of our mind, in order to be able to hear our angels. But when the angels know that we have the desire to speak with them, then they are right on board with wanting to speak with us as well. Some people feel, and I have spoken with people who feel either they're not good enough to talk to angels, or they don't know what to say, or they don't know how to say it, but somehow there are those elite people that have the in with the angels, and the rest of us just have to stand on the sidelines and wish, you know, we could be on the A-team. But everyone can communicate with the angels. We're all created in God's image. We're all created as God's children, and on that line, we're all created equal. The problem with having communication with the angels is our own stuff and our own psychological issues that keep that block between us and the angels. And once we allow ourselves to remove that block, then hearing the angels is much easier. And we also have to believe what we hear. When the angels speak with me, it sounds like my voice, but just a little bit different, but it mainly sounds like my voice. It's just that the tone is a little different, the cadence is a little different. It's like somebody is talking to me instead of me talking to myself. So there's enough of a shift that I know it's not me talking to me. But at I do need to believe what I hear. And go on faith that it is actually the angels speaking with me. So if you can keep that in mind, that you're good enough to speak with the angels, that the angels will work with us to attune ourselves so that we can hear them. But what we mainly have to do is just slow down and just listen. And for a lot of us who are on the run all the time, that's a really hard thing to do. But if we can breathe, if we can stop, if we can find those areas, being out in nature now that it's summer and feeling warmer in so many areas, if we can get out in nature, find some quiet time, then I think you would be very pleased and very excited when you start hearing the angels. But the four that I wanted to introduce tonight are Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Raphael. Michael and Gabriel are the only two angels that are ever specifically named in the Bible. But the angels are in various other religious works. The angels are named, but in the Bible, the only two are Michael and Gabriel. Archangel Michael, his name means he who looks like God or who is like God. He is the patron saint of police officers and soldiers. He is the defender of light, and his chief role is to separate people who are negative, people that have people who hurt other people just by their negativity, being able to separate the people that want to keep their spirits bright and keep their thoughts and their mood bright. Michael is the angel to call on to surround you so that you're protected from the negativity of other people. And what I like to do is, I don't know if you are familiar or remember Star Trek, but when they were on the transport platform and they would say, you know, beam me up, Scotty, this white light would shaft of light would come down and surround the people that were going to be transported up to the ship or down to the planet. And that's what I visualize. I visualize myself surrounded by just a shaft of white, bright light that does come from Michael. When I'm surrounded by that, then it's much more difficult for the negativity to reach me. If you ever look at an array of angels, it's easy to pick out Michael because he's the one either holding the sword or he's holding scales. In a lot of paintings, you'll find him holding scales because he is also the angel who oversees truth and fairness. The angels are so much, how do I say this? They're so integrated into our life that we can call on them for things that sound fairly mundane. For example, if you go into a new office, or you go into a home, or if you're traveling and you're going into a hotel room, you can actually ask Michael's presence to go into the room and clear out the negative energy so that the room feels purified. If you're traveling, you can ask for Michael's protection to surround your automobile while you're, or your airplane, or your train, or whatever conveyance you're using. If you're feeling frightened, you can call on Michael to help you feel empowered, to to cleanse away negative energy. If you're burdened by worries or fears, you can ask Michael to cleanse your mind and your heart so that you're not so weighted down with just the anxiety and worry of today. And I just watched, had the news on a minute ago, and in Colorado there's a fire, and there's homes that are being destroyed, people have died, there's animals, there's farms, there's horses that are being consumed, and so it seems like, and just then there was the tornado in Oklahoma, and there was, you know, floods in Florida. So you just pick a place, and you're going to find problems and worries and concerns. So Michael is the angel to call on when you want to be surrounded by protection, which is one of the reasons he carries the sword, because it's like he almost cuts through the negativity, and he cuts through the stuff that keeps us weighed down. So he's definitely a good guy to have on your side, and to when there's fear involved, when there's something you feel like is closing you in, he's the angel to call on. Another angel is the Archangel Gabriel. And his name means hero of God, or God is my strength. And Gabriel is the one who announced to the Virgin Mary that she would be giving birth to Jesus, and was the one that told the shepherds on the hillside, "Behold, I bring you the tidings of great joy." So, which was the news about Jesus being born. Archangel Gabriel is the messenger angel. If you are a writer, if you are writing anything from a term paper to a speech to a book to anything that you're writing, if you're writing rules and regulations for your new business, anything that you're writing, Archangel Gabriel is the angel to call on to clarify your thoughts in your head so that you can put them down easier on paper. Also, if you want to be parents, if you're wanting to have a child, or if you're pregnant, Archangel Gabriel is the angel that helps with both conceiving the child and the birth of the child. So there was a time, Archangel Gabriel is usually thought of as a man, of male energy. They're really androgynous, but a male energy, but there was a time earlier when Archangel Gabriel was thought to have much more feminine energy. So if you feel the presence of Gabriel, it may feel, you may get the sense of maybe nurturing, or you may get the sense of a kind of a stronger being. So she is a very diverse archangel. If your business or your life just seems like it's stuck and it's not going anywhere, or it has ceased to be joyful and it's ceased to be exciting, and it doesn't feel like that it's making any momentum forward, ask Archangel Gabriel to come and breathe new life into your business, or into your relationships, or into your life, so that you feel like that you're gaining some momentum and finding that you have a place in the world. In my therapy, I hear many people say, I just don't feel like I make a contribution anymore. I don't even know. I would never hurt myself, but I don't even know why I'm still on this earth. Archangel Gabriel would be an ideal companion for somebody in that situation to feel like that they have a, that they can continue to make a contribution. If you find yourself in difficult situations with your your boss or a coworker or a neighbor or customers, you can get a shift in your mood or your how you relate to these people by calling on Archangel Gabriel. And a lot of the times the change will be instantaneous. You'll feel lighter, or you'll feel the anger shift, or you'll feel the confusion lift. Many times when we call on the angels, it's like someone takes the wet blanket off of us and we don't feel quite so weighted down. Another archangel would be Archangel Uriel, and his name means the light of God. He's the one that brings divine light into our lives. He helps with painful memories, with transforming our regrets or the mistakes that we've made. A lot of people carry such guilt because they feel like they've said the wrong thing or done the wrong thing or hurt someone, or they can't go back and change, and they want to go back and change the past, or someone has died and now they can't apologize or try to mend a relationship. So Archangel Uriel is the archangel to call on when we feel like that we're stuck with past regrets or burdens, and we feel weighted down and burdened by them. And what he will do will be begin to remove some of the guilt and some of the layers of the layers of, I'm just trying to think of a good. It's like we beat ourselves up, and then we feel guilty, and then we feel guilty, so we beat ourselves up, and then we feel more guilty. So it's just like we're layering time upon time these thoughts and feelings that just don't work for us. So what Archangel Uriel does through the divine light is he sort of burns through so much of that. He can help you see love in situations where you don't think that there's any love that exists. And that could also mean loving yourself for the, quote, mistakes you've made in your past. So he not only helps with these difficult relationships with bosses and coworkers, but he can also help us with the difficult relationship we have with ourselves. And sometimes we are our worst enemy. He can shine his light in a way that we can see the good in people, which again includes the good within ourselves. There are some that say that Uriel is the angel that spoke to Noah to let him know that the flood was coming. So he is also the archangel to call on in times of disasters. And again, I had just spoken of the fire that I saw in Colorado. There, in any given part of the earth at any given time, there are some of us that know someone who is struggling with the aftermath of a disaster, either emotionally or something that hit them personally. So Archangel Uriel is the archangel to call upon when you're dealing with floods or rains or earthquakes or tornadoes or whatever it is. He can help families stay safe and stay together during natural disasters. He's also the angel to call on to help us fulfill our goals and our dreams. I wanted to be a psychologist since I was 8. It's the only thing I ever remember wanting to be. And I had a lot of paths that I didn't feel like I had a choice and took these paths that seemed to be the long way around, but Uriel was never far away from me, and regardless of what path I took, he always found a way to get me back on track so that I ended up fulfilling my my life mission and becoming a psychologist, because it had always been my dream and my goal, and he was he was instrumental in helping me to achieve that. He will also give us good ideas, keep us encouraged, keep us motivated, even help us supply our material needs or our financial needs to make our dreams and our goals happen. So it's like he shines this big spotlight and reveals the inside of our nature, the inside of other people's nature, the inside of the path for us to take. So if you can think of Archangel Uriel as being just a big bright light of God and shining down so that we find our way, and we find our way with other people, with ourselves, and to our own goals. Archangel Raphael is probably much better known than Uriel. He's kind of not spoken of much, but Archangel Raphael means God heals, and most people know that he's the healing angel. And his color is a bright emerald green. And what I like to do is, if I know people are ill, I just imagine them and see them surrounded by this beautiful green healing light. And I know that Raphael is touching them at some level. But he's the one to call on for physical healing. He's the one to call on for the needs of the earth. If you are in any sort of a healing profession, then you work very close with Archangel Raphael. And we've mentioned this before, but because we as humans, we need to ask the angels permission, or we need to give them permission to help us out, because as much as the angels want to, they can't do anything without us giving them the okay, because they honor our sense of free will, and they would never go against that. So you can ask for Archangel Raphael to be with you, call upon him, but he won't just jump in and help you with your healing profession unless, you know, you ask him to do that. So he can give people creative ideas on how to feel better. And sometimes there are ideas that you may not want to hear, like, you know, get off of a certain substance or stay away from certain environments, things that would keep you feeling ill. Some of the things that are asked to do are physical things, like, you know, quit drinking, don't go to places where there's a lot of negative energy. If you're a very sensitive individual, you want to stay away from certain substances. So the message that you get from Raphael could be very different. He could make an immediate healing, or he could, a lot of the times, the angels choose to work through humans, so you may be led to a certain doctor or to a certain holistic practitioner or some other individual that could help you feel better. And there are some times when the illness that we have is part of our journey. And if the illness is part of our journey, then it's that we may not be healed from it. We will get the strength to go through it to the best that we can. But some of the time, and there was even in the Bible, there was a encounter with the Apostle Paul, and three times he asked God to heal him. Some people think he may have had a stutter. Other people think he may have had something wrong with one of his limbs. And three times he asked, and three times God said no. Because whatever the Apostle Paul had was part of his journey. So sometimes there's things that we just need to learn to deal with, because they're part of this lifetime, and something that we have to endure. So Archangel Raphael also protects travelers. So if you're on a spiritual journey or if you're traveling geographically, then he would be the archangel to call on to smooth the way. He also works with soulmates, so people that are wanting to meet their soulmate. He is also a good angel to call upon, so that you can have that relationship with the individual that you are meant to be with. So, Mark, I know it's getting kind of close to the middle of the hour. Was there anything that you wanted to add?
Well, let's go ahead and take a little break, and then when we come back, I'll share some of my stories with you if you'd like.
Oh, I'd love it.
So you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. If you want to find out more about our radio show, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Dr. Tani, why don't you go ahead and give out your website for everybody so everybody can find out how they can find out about the services you offer. And
absolutely, www.drtanisays.com. Mm.
So I'll start with some of my earliest experiences, and then I'll kind of expand on that. It's interesting because I'll share a little bit of the background on me that kind of explains how I kind of departmentalize a lot of the archangels into specific categories where I call them in for very specific purposes. So, originally my background as a child was that I was a programmer. I used to program when I was very young and was a computer programmer, so very much about flow and process and stuff like that. Probably about 3 or 4 years ago, which I consider to be the part of my life where I shifted out of the corporate world and got into doing a lot of the spiritual work, I had started by getting my Reiki certification. And for people who don't know what that is, it's basically using your hands to basically send healing energy to individuals who need healing of different types. And I think I noticed after my second or third time, what had happened is that I had gotten together with a group of people, a bunch of Reiki people who had their certifications, And this was up in New Jersey when I was living in the New Jersey area. And we did what was called a Reiki share, and that's when you would go over to this one person's house and they'd have three or four massage tables set up. And you would basically bring in all your friends and their friends and everybody, and you'd have like seven or eight or nine different Reiki people working, and you'd go into a room and you'd have all these tables going, and everybody would have a chance to get on the table and experience some energy healing or balancing or some type of chakra work and stuff like that. I was always really grateful and had a lot of gratitude for that time of my life because of the fact that I was doing the shares, which was all kind of on love donations and really just a great lot of fun to get together with like-minded people and do energy work. I had a chance to work on probably close to 500 people. And just a lot of great experiences that happened. And one of the interesting things that I noticed after about doing probably my third or fourth night of Reiki in a share environment, working on probably about six or seven people, I noticed that there was certain energies that were starting to come in while I was working. And earlier I had started to do a lot of my own psychic development, or as we call it, intuitive development. And, you know, through that process, I was able to kind of identify that that I have this ability to kind of just know certain things, or I can ask myself and I'll get an answer back. And it generally comes from some type of higher level guidance. And as I was working on somebody once, I noticed this huge energy came through, and it felt like something like electricity went right up my spine. It went from the bottom of my spine all the way up to the top of my, you know, the lower part of my neck, right up, gave me a chill right up my back. And I said, wow, that's interesting. I felt this energy come through my hands, and I automatically asked, I said, well, what is that? And automatically, within the second I got back, it is Archangel Michael. And he had actually come in to assist me with some healing work that was going on in the individual that was on the table. Now, on a second occasion, probably about a week later, I noticed Archangel Michael came in again when I was working on a woman. And right in the middle of the process, I felt another energy come in, and it felt completely different. I could feel it. It felt almost like a breeze. And everybody has their own way of sensing certain things, but it felt almost like a breeze, like a breeze at the beach. It just kind of went right near the front of my face. And I said, well, you know, what is that? And I felt this incredible loving energy come in. And it was Archangel Raphael. And, that was kind of like my first introduction to that. And, you know, from that process that started probably a four-month advanced study of every single book I could get my hands on about angels and archangels and how to deal with the power of angels and everything like that. So, you know, different books from Doreen Virtue on signs and how to look for signs and stuff like that. And it was just such a beautiful thing. And, you know, it's kind of a running joke now because Michael and Raphael come in at random. I don't even think about it half the time anymore. They just kind of come up and show up. And what's been more interesting over the last year and a half is that, I did a lot of remote healing work on people. And I would notice that certain energies would come in. And I'd say, okay, well, what is that? And be like, Metatron. Well, what is that? Oh, Ariel and Uriel. And, you know, and lots of times what I have to do is I actually have to go after I'm done doing healing, I actually have to go pull the book and find out why that specific archangel would actually be there and what type of work they normally do. And if you go to some types of books out there, they will tell you, kind of like what you had covered earlier for everybody, that there's very specific reasons why these angels come in. You know, with the fact that I was talking earlier about how I kind of departmentalize things, I do kind of use each of the archangels like a toolkit, and that is I have very specific reasons when I'm working on somebody. If I get some type of guidance to do something on somebody, I will call in a very specific archangel for that purpose. As an example, anytime, as you know, when you're in relationships with people, you can create energy cords. I call it cording. And lots of times when those relationships can go bad, like in a lot of personal relationships, can happen all types of relationships, but most of it is a lot of personal physical relationships with a boyfriend, girlfriend, or ex-husband, or wife. There's a lot of courting that can take place, and, you know, when the cords no longer serve you, when it doesn't serve you to have that energy in place anymore, it makes sense to actually have those cords cut and have your energy cleared. And whenever I want to do that, I usually bring in Archangel Michael to actually do that type of work. I find that anytime I'm dealing with heartbreak or any type of emotional issues, abuse, traumas, anything that requires the healing of the heart, I call on Raphael. And lots of times when I'm working with clearing blocks or addiction or things that are impeding someone's growth or something like that, I like to call on Gabriel for that. So, you know, it's kind of like for me, I have my own purpose for each of them. And, you know, just like when you work with special children, I'll generally bring in Metatron for that when I'm working with children. So it's kind of like, you know, I have my little toolkit, and I just love the energy that I feel with that connection, to kind of just feel these different energies come in and how loving they are and how much they're willing to kind of really be there to help you with whatever you're doing. And, you know, I think through the process, and I think a lot of healers recognize this, through the process, I always recognize that I'm really just a conduit to allow the healing or the energy or whatever, or the process or whatever, to come through myself. You know, I don't put myself out there as this huge healer who has all these incredible gifts or miracles or anything that I can generate. I recognize that that I'm there to kind of just really witness, in a lot of cases, the energies, whatever it is that's coming through from higher levels or other higher levels of being. With some of that, if you look at the different levels of when I did my theta healing, when I do theta healing work on somebody, those type of energy or healings are actually done at the creator level, or what we call God. And, you know, so I think there's always a different purpose. And what's interesting is, I think, and this is probably a lot of what goes on with a lot of energy healers or spiritual people in this day and age, is I just have such a toolkit of so many different modalities, as I call it, which is experiences in different spiritual areas, that I will randomly just go through and just pull out three or four different things. I can be in the middle of a theta healing session, which is a very specific technique for helping people with things, and then all of a sudden I'll call in the archangels to clear something. You know, so it's always an amazing process. And for a lot of that, I'm just basically just have to be present in old space for somebody.
You know what I think is the coolest thing?
What's that?
Is that the angels actually need us.
Mm-hmm.
The angels actually need us to be, like you said, to be the conduit, to be the pathway, to be the voice or the touch or the whatever. And it's kind of heady to think that, you know, little old me, and I keep telling people that because, you know, I feel like I'm just very simple. I'm very simple, and that God could use me. And I think, well, man, if God could use me, he could use anybody, because there's really, you know, I didn't grow up great and powerful and wonderful. So I just think it's such a beautiful idea that God just works, goes, you know, enters in you and uses your hands or your thoughts or your words or whatever, and somebody is touched by that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. But, you know, and I agree with you, and I think what's also interesting, and I don't know if you have any personal stories to share, but I know I've heard of a lot of different stories about people being pulled from cars or, you know, seeing interventions or whatever happen. There seems to be a lot of stories out there of angels who have actually come down and almost manifested themselves into a body or something like that to actually, is the word intercede, or to to basically get in and help in a situation. And some places it can be someone in a very dangerous situation, you know, like a life-threatening position. And you hear a lot of stories about people on the side of the road who break down and all of a sudden, you know, someone appears out of nowhere and stuff like that. So I think that in itself is very interesting. And I think, isn't there a phrase somewhere that says something like, you know, be careful. What's the word for it? Be careful for what you do or what you say, because you might be in the company of angels.
Right.
And you never really know in any circumstance if you're actually being surrounded or if you're actually, you know, being in the presence of angels and stuff. And I find that like very beautiful to kind of think of that. Have you heard of any stories with working with people where they've talked about angels actually coming in and helping in a situation?
Well, one that I have was my husband was killed in a car accident, and three times the week before the accident, three times I said to him, you know, we really ought to sit down and have a discussion about what will happen if anything ever happened to you. And just a couple of days before the accident, he was looking at some papers and he goes, oh, here's our marriage license. Well, that's a document that I needed to take to the court to start the, you know, to get the death certificate and to get the insurance stuff going. And this, it was a vital piece of paper that I would have had no idea where it was if he hadn't just out of the blue just said, oh, here's this. And I knew exactly where it was. I mean, I walked in there and I literally just picked it up because he had put it exactly where I knew it was. So sometimes reoccurring thoughts will be a sign from the angels to take heed of something. I'm trying to think if there were... I don't know of any miraculous stories that anyone has ever told me. I mean, I know we've all heard of the ones that the mothers pick up the cars, you know, and, you know, that kind of a thing. But I do know that many times I think the angel... Oh, I know one time when I was driving, the angel said, don't pass this truck. And I passed it, and I was going too fast, and I got a ticket. Mm-hmm. So if I just listened, I wouldn't have gotten a speeding ticket. But a lot of the times, the angels will say, don't change lanes. Don't pass that truck. Don't whatever. Because they are, it's the miracle in the mundane. It's the miracle that the angels look down and know where we're at, and that I needed a piece of paper, or I needed to know not to change lanes because somebody was going to speed or going to move back in the lane or something. I have experienced that.
You know, I know that we kind of covered this on a previous show, but I'd love to hear the story again. Can you tell everybody the story about your first experience with the angels and what it was like?
It's interesting because when I was growing up, I always knew that the world worked in a certain way, and that there was a something out there that was not the concept of God that my family had taught me to believe. And it pretty much got squelched out of me for a really long time. And my awakening to God and the angels in the sense that I have now was when I lost my husband, because my little world, and this is what God will do sometimes, in my little world that I had boxed God in, God just one day said, you know, I'm really kind of tired of being in this little box. I think I need to shake things up. And not that he caused my husband's death, but I do believe that my husband contracted to come and die when he did, because of the ripple effect that it had. So it was at that time when I started seeing the angels here and the angels there and the miracles that God wrought on my life. And for me, it came out of a tragedy. For other people, it comes in a gentler way. I know the first time I was sitting in therapy and I saw an angel standing behind somebody, and I said, oh, by the way, I think it's your grandmother, and I think she's standing behind you because she just really wants to say that she loves you. And people crave to hear that their loved ones are safe and okay. So that was, for me, it was just a desire to want to learn. So it was reading, and it was doing Reiki, and it was doing angel, breathing therapy. And it was meditating and just taking one step at a time. And but with the intention and the desire to really want to know and want to connect. And once I did that, the angel said, hey, we can do this. This is great. You know, we got somebody we can work with that really wants to do this. And that's all the angels need, and they're all over it. Then I started with the angel cards, and that deepened my interaction with the angels as well. And then it went to tarot cards, and so it's just kind of gone from there.
Wow. So there's something else I was thinking. Yeah, so thank you for sharing that story with us. Can you do an angel card reading for me? I'd love to. I haven't had anybody do a reading for me in quite a while, so I would really enjoy that if you wouldn't mind.
I would love to. I love my cards, and people actually love seeing the cards. Not only are they physically beautiful, but they are always gentle and loving. I read this book the other day, and this guy was talking about love, and he was saying unconditional love is like saying that water is wet. It's redundant, because all love is unconditional. And when I think about how much the angels love us, just love us for who we are, it really boggles my mind. Now, do you have a question, or am I just doing a reading?
Just do a reading.
Okay.
Yeah, for some of the people who are probably listening on the show about this, you would maybe question, if you haven't had a reading before, you know, how can they do that when they're in different parts of the United States? And the answer to that is it doesn't really matter if you're actually face-to-face getting the reading or if you're actually on the other side of the world.
Nope.
Energy and everything works exactly the same.
Yep. The angels do not need... That's why you can send healing and love to other people, because there's no barrier with space, and there's no barrier with time. You can even send love to people that have passed on. You can send love to people that are going to be in your future, because love and energy is not bound by space and time.
Mm.
So when you think of it that way, it's pretty amazing.
Right. Yeah, it just it is amazing to kind of see that, you know, that you can actually do that. And it's kind of a mixed thing. I've done readings face to face, and some people like to physically see the cards. It's almost like it creates a validation for them. Of course, you could kind of describe those as you go, and that kind of works remotely. I find sometimes that it's actually easier to read somebody remotely than face to face, because then, like, you know, my own, you know, there's this general idea that when you do reading, sometimes you always have to be worried about your own personal filters, your own personal life experiences, interpreting or trying to get in the way of the information that's flowing through. And lots of times I find that if you're actually sitting face to face with somebody, you might be making some type of judgments, even though you try not to, or you might, you know, be looking at some of the body language. Not that you know, of course, there's a lot of people who are fake who do that for a living, but, you know, you might look at the body language for some reason, and that might interfere with information that's coming through. So where I was going with that is I find sometimes it's easier to actually not be sitting in front of somebody and not even know what they look like, you know?
Right. Well, I do know what you look like, and we are doing this remote, but I do have a card. Now, I do want to say that when people ask a question, or when they say, oh, just whatever the cards say, the cards honor the question, and they honor when people go, oh, whatever, just whatever the cards say. They honor that. So here's what you have. Evidently, you are going through a time where you are feeling very fearful, and that you don't feel like that you have power and control, or you fear the power and control that you have.
Yep, you're right on target.
Okay, so what the angels are telling you, number one, is that you created this situation, part of it anyway, and that you have the power to change it. And I do find that a lot of the messes I get myself in are self-made, and a lot of my stress is self-imposed. So I'm glad to know I'm not the only one. So you created something that has instilled in you some fear, but what the angels are saying over and over in multiple cards is for you to have confidence that Archangel Michael is leading you and giving you courage to make the changes you need to make. That it's safe for you to not feel like you have to be in control. And it's safe for you to be in control, but I think the control that you're doing is generating fear instead of letting God have the event.
Okay.
The event is going to have a favorable outcome, and you're in a shift mode right now. You're shifting your vibrational energy has shifted to the point that what you used to attract is not appealing for you anymore, and you're beginning to attract new people, places, and things because of your spiritual growth. It's okay to, and they want you, what the angels want you to do is embrace your intuition and your nurturing qualities, because evidently that is a direction for you.
Okay.
To be more into the metaphysical, to be more into the spiritual, to be more into the healing, but to do that through your intuition and your guidance, to really embrace that nurturing feminine energy that you have. And as you're going through this, to use only positive words and thoughts. And if you find yourself being negative or fearful, you can actually, like you reboot a computer, you can actually reboot your thoughts. And you can
okay.
You can say something like cancel, clear, delete. You can say something like, you know, stop and state what it is that you want to state. But you're definitely going through a shift. And it's a shift for you to be able to can't think of what I want to say. It's manifesting your power, and it's releasing your power and using your power in a different way. It's nurturing and it's healing and it's more going into that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Do you want to switch into another reading for somebody?
Sure.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes left. Let me say thank you to the angels and thank you.
You're very welcome.
And you're on. And you're on with Dr. Connie. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. I was hoping for a reading around my spirituality, and my name is
okay.
Julia.
Hi, Julia. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Good.
A specific question around your spirituality or just?
Just sort of, you know, what's coming up for it, any guidance they have or messages, you know.
Okay.
I just wanted to leave it open for their guidance.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Oh, I was just mentioning earlier about the fire in, what, El Paso Forest? Is that what it was called?
It's north of here. It's up closer to Colorado Springs. I'm a little further south.
Okay.
But yeah.
Two minutes.
All right. I'm hurrying.
And thank you in advance for taking my call. I appreciate that.
No problem. The angels are... Oh, okay. You get a little romance coming into your life.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. The romance angels are helping you make positive life changes. What they want you to do is trust your gut and know that the guidance that you're getting is accurate. And they want you to know how you know how you hold a newborn baby and how the beauty and the innocence of the baby. That's how the angels see you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
They see you as just holding. They're holding you in this loving embrace. So listen for your guidance about this wonderful person that's going to be coming into your life, and know that all is well, and that everything is going to be a beautiful outcome for you. That you're held in a loving loving arms, and that your guidance and your thoughts, your intuition is real and spot on.
Wonderful. Well, that was beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing that with me.
Well,
and thanks again for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure.
All right.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Have a great weekend. Bye bye.
Bye now. Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. Well, we're down to the last 60 seconds. Thank you for being on, and thank you to the angels for the beautiful message this evening and all the great knowledge that you shared with us. For everybody that's listening, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio in the Arms of the Angels. And Dr. Connie is on with us every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can find out more about us on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, if you could... give out your website?
Absolutely, www.drconniesays.com.
All right. Well, thank you for being on this evening, Dr. Connie. It's always a great show to talk about angels and everything like that. I'll be really excited to see what we're going to... Actually, next week we'll be running a replay because of the fact of me traveling. So have a great night, and God bless, and lots of love to everybody.
Good night.